너에게도 괴로울 거야. 지금 이건 너가
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Ms. Ben, and you're tuned in to another episode of Heal, Black Girl Heal. And today is a tribute to all the Black women who have contributed to empowering women through music and spoken word.
The other day, a young lady, brown as the melanin in my daughter's eyes, said behind the mic that she hated being a woman. She wanted to know what it meant to be one. I've often wondered the same, looked around for the teaching of such to tell me of myself. We all learn to be by imitation or indoctrination. Mama and media can't help but train, tutor us into carbon copies of themselves. So then, knowing who we are or what we should be is really understanding whose costumes we wear on most days. Whose skeletons we switched with when Adam took his nap. I was told a woman was independent, autonomous, that she needed not a man or moon to keep her in orbit, that she moved about as wind and breeze, lived without needing permission to interrupt all that is still and under restraint. I was told a woman cannot truly be herself, that is, if herself is not light enough, dark enough, if her hair is no Rapunzel replica, or if it be too underground railroad for those cotton-acting men to stomach. I was told that my body is neither belonging of me nor its beauty innate, but that I am not gorgeous unless told by another woman's son to be so. When did the mouth of men in whose image women are not made in begin to damage us so silently? Maybe it was when we began believing the voices that have no deity in it. I was told a woman should not submit, should not be meek, that type of behavior was only for women who treated their voice like a secret. I was told not to be a secret but a siren. To be as machete as I can and honor my opinions at the expense of respect. While some men may believe themselves to have liberty over a woman's body as taught how to destroy as only depravity could predict, we have equally learned how to tear and rip and undo dignity with a mere sentence or squint. It's called strong by society. They tell us that's what a backbone looks like. But beautiful is the spine that remembers where it came from. That lets its knowing of self not be determined by every wind of doctrine and dust, but God himself. We must unlearn the deep misunderstandings that compose themselves as empowerment, as freedom. Liberation has never come by way of unbelief. Eve did not attain life by finding beauty in lies, but only a naked body and a husband that forgot her first name. We women must be smarter, must be wiser, must be bent on loving truth, no matter how contradicting it is to a dying culture. I tell you, a woman is no fool unless she chooses to be. If you ask me, what is a woman? I would tell you that she is a bone made alive with distinctions that set her apart as does the difference between a firefly and a new poem. A woman is not a man. Her calling is not a synonym of inferiority. Her distinctions are not the child of patriarchy. They come from a creative God. Did you see his fingerprints in your hips? The whistling shadow of his mind when your body became home to another name that called you mommy with all the gladness you forgot could exist. A woman submits to her God, her husband, her church. She is no weak-willed or brittle-backed woman, but only as strong as humility and faith may identify her to be, they say. Submission sounds like servant. They say, that sounds like something to rebel against. I say, ain't it funny how being a servant is repulsive to everyone but God, and we wonder why we can't recognize his face. If you ask me, what is a woman? I would tell you that she is a sister to all, even those whose blood is not of the same roots, but who is still as kin as her mama's firstborn, and she treats these sisters like a wintered quilt, making sure her mouth does not unstitch that which was made to keep cold hearts warm. We are made up of nurture and everything comfortable, and that is why we feel so deep, why we cry so sudden, because the emotions that make us woman don't make us unstable, but turn us refuge to the chaos where our ribs once sat. We are necessary and nuanced at best. But a woman should be nothing more or less than what God made her to be. If you asked me, what is a woman? I would tell you, ask the God who made her.
So this past week has been quite empowering. So I just decided less talk and a whole lot of music. So today's playlist is just women that have empowered me through some really dark, tough, and even joyful times. And I threw in some spoken word in the mix as well. So keep it locked, y'all, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Girl now. showing. Cause I put it.
Alright, y'all. Can we talk about Lizzo's new video, though? Rumors? Yes! Okay. And the best part of it all, I have to say, was the full-bodied, black, beautiful women. Not just shape, but every shade. Yes, yes, yes. Let's just get into the song.
They don't know I do it for the culture, goddamn. They say I should watch the shit I post, oh goddamn. Say I'm turning big girls into hoes, oh goddamn. They say I get groupies at my shows, oh goddamn. All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. I fuck him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that, had to cut some hoes loose, yeah. Indie ain't no loose lips. Now them hoes tryna sue me. Bitch, I don't give two shits. All the rumors are true, yeah. I've been in the bamboo, yeah. Focused on this music. My ex nigga, he blew it. Last year I thought I would lose it. Reading shit on the internet. My smoothie cleanser, my diet. No, I ain't fucked Drake yet. Spending my
Fake ass, fake boobs, yeah. Made a million ass suits, yeah. Yeah, I be running with fake news, yeah. Cardi and popping, no, that's the machine. Nobody listen, they buying them sheets. They even posted on blogs overseas. And lying in a language I can't even read. The fuck does this mean? Look, I'm a Bronx bitch with some pop hits. Used to pop off when they pop shit. But I'm calmed down and I'm locked in. And my records live in the top 10.
Let's go.
Teach me about big girl coochie. Last time I got freaky, the FCC sued me. But I'ma keep doing what I wanna do. Cause all the rumors are true.
Yeah, they hated on me since school, yeah. I never thought I was cool, yeah. Not me and Cardi, we cool, yeah. I love hoes on foes, yeah. I am body goals, yeah. This shit from my soul, yeah. Black people may rock and roll, yeah. Why are you spending all your time trying to break a woman down? Real shit is going on, baby. Take a look.
Shantae, and of course, you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
You make me wanna throw my paper out the window, jump in the out to get the phone calls, break my knees so I can move, cause you are above the roof, above the roof. I wanna put your number on the call block. Have a help, make my email stop. Cause you above the roof. You bugging what you bugging, who you bugging me. And don't you see it ain't cool.
It's not hot that you be calling me, stressing me, paging my people, you're just nonstop. And it's not hot that you be leaving me messages every 10 minutes and then you stop by. When I first met you, you were cool. But it was game, you had me fooled. Cause 20 minutes after I gave you my number, you already had my mailbox full.
So what?
You bought a pair of shoes.
But now I guess you think I owe you.
Oh, you,
you have to call as much as you do. I give them back to be through with you. And so what? My mama likes you.
Likes you.
But now I guess you think I will too.
Will
even
do.
If the whole city likes you too.
I don't really care, cause you're a bugaboo.
You make me wanna throw my paper out the window. Can't get the eye to cut the phone poles. Break my lease so I can move. Cause you a bugaboo, a bugaboo,
a bugaboo.
I wanna put your number on the call block. Can't make my email stop. Cause you a bugaboo.
You bugging what you bugging, who you bugging me.
Don't you see
it ain't cool. It's not hot, then when I'm blocking your phone number, you call me over your best friend's house. And it's not hot that I can even go out with my girlfriends without you tracking me down. You need to chill out with that mess, cause you can't keep having me stressed. Cause every time my phone rings, it seems to be you, and I'm praying that it is someone else.
So what?
You bought a pair of shoes.
What now? I guess you think I owe you.
Owe you.
You have to call as much as you do.
I give them back to be through with you.
And so what?
So what?
What now? I guess you think I owe you.
Cause you a bugaboo,
a bugaboo. I wanna put your number on the call block. Can't
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on,
come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought.
Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet, I bought. Clothes I'm wearing,
I bought.
The rocks I'm rocking,
I bought.
Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing,
I bought.
The house I live.
Games. I'll set you
truck to flames and watch it blow up, blow up. Tell me, how you gonna see it now? So far from sincere,
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you
this.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't deal, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I hope you're happy since you're.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Yo,
yo, come on.
Yo, 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 yo,
come on.
Yo, 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 yo.
I hate you so much right now. 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 I hate you so much right now.
So vulgar, not me. Why the hell her? Look, she dresses.
Look at her
mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Nor how much you flash. How I dress is a reflection of me. What is this I see? You don't come home to me.
Uh-uh.
Well, you don't come home to me. Can't deal, can't bear.
Told you I
you
won't.
Keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I got something for y'all since you're caught out there.
Some respect on my shine, yeah. We work hard, we deserve it. Even though we don't know if we'll make it. Top down, hands high, feel the freedom we needed. Yeah, the freedom we needed. Go on, go on, you say what you want. You've been hitting so hard, don't care if you doubt me. 2020 vision from the start, I'll be doing me. Won't let nobody stop me. Whether you do or you don't like me. Whether you do or you don't like me. Whether you do or you don't like me, I'll be on my A game. Whether you do or you don't like me. Whether you do or you don't like me. Whether you do or you don't like me, I'll be on my A game. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. On my A game. Oh, yeah.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Shalom Aleichem. On August 29th at 2 p.m., live music returns to Montreal as the Klez Canada Festival moves to Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East. The lineup includes Briga and her Balkan Turbo Folk, Yiddish songs with So-Called and Warhol Dervish, Romani and Sephardic music with Taraf Siriano. It's all part of a week-long hybrid festival that starts on August 23rd online with concerts and workshops, where you can learn klezmer trumpet from Frank London, klezmer fiddle from Alicia Spiegels, and so much more. To register, go to klezcanada.org and join us for a CKUT Pop Montreal co-production at Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East on August 29th. Me velen zach sein dort. We'll see you there soon.
All right, y'all, so we're back. And yes, I know I killed it with the Destiny's Child and Beyonce. But when I'm talking about women empowerment, I could not put her and the trio on the playlist. But I did throw in some Kelly's and also Montreal's truest divas, Isa and Audre. So check out for them and their new video that they just dropped, which is A Game. And now coming up next, I am going to continue to show homage to Gloria Gaynor, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, CeCe Peniston, In Vogue, and Salt-N-Pepa. I'm taking it back to the original audios from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So keep it locked.
I
Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. I know you got charm and appeal. You always play the field. I'm crazy to think you're all mine.
Just accept you and fly away.
God to be good to me. And you know, I don't understand why it's your plan. But you can't be good to me. Why can't you be good to me? Why can't you be?
My blues away. I'm gonna ride up.
They tell me to lose my attitude as if it isn't already encrypted into my DNA. They tell me to fear becoming the angry black woman as if she isn't already a part of me, passed down after centuries and centuries. They want to white out the script that is my speech so that the only thing others hear from me is how grateful I am for the opportunity to perform, but never to speak, especially not about what makes me angry. They told me to fear the angry black woman as if she is the monster under my bed, when really she is the mother that comes in to expose the real ones instead. I have smile lines from all of the years I spent covering up what I have been through. I was pushed, shoved, and built to believe that it is better to smile in the face of injustice than to become what they were already labeling you, black, a woman, and angry. I was taught to believe that it is much better to be seen as the exception, the picture-perfect token, than to demand change from a system that would rather see you broken. To be black, a woman, and angry is to know that these three things make up the recipe for a cake that everyone wants to taste but are afraid to bite into. Sometimes my seat at the table is less of an opportunity to be heard and more of an opportunity for someone else to claim me as a token sitting in their purse. The angry black woman has attended more funerals than weddings and graduations, has lost too many brothers to police or streets with no love for them after they bleed, has been sexualized before she even knew what sex means, was shown her curve before she was shown her worth, and knows that without being an angry black woman, little black girls coming up after her will suffer. The angry black woman understands that if she isn't angry, nobody else will be. And so she accepts the stereotype as her armor every morning as she fights so that one day, little black girls will be free with smile lines, this time because they know what it's like to be free.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.